From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Republican nominee Donald Trump says he will never quit the race. The list of high-profile Republicans distancing themselves from Trump continues to grow, with even his running mate condemning lewd comments Trump made about women in a 2005 video. House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and Trump's former opponents, Governor John Kasich of Ohio and Dr. Ben Carson, have come out against the candidate's statements. Even his vice presidential running mate, Mike Pence of Indiana, said that he could not condone or defend Trump's statements. Melania Trump said in a statement, "The words my husband used are unacceptable and offensive to me. This does not represent the man I know." Early Saturday, the candidate issued an apology, saying that the words on the tape released Friday do not reflect who he is now.
"Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. I said it, I was wrong, and I apologize."
Several Republicans have called for Trump to step aside, but the nominee told the Wall Street Journal newspaper there was zero chance he would quit the race. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in South Carolina Saturday after killing hundreds in the Caribbean and at least 9 people in the United States. The storm is expected to dump massive amounts of rain on the Carolinas. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley asked residents to be patient.
"I know you want to see your home. I know you want to get back. In some cases, law enforcement's not going to let you get back in because the roads are closed and they can't get through there."
Matthew killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. So far, 4 people died in Florida, 2 in Georgia, and 3 in North Carolina. This is VOA.